Hi, it's Dave. In the comments section of one of my videos, a viewer asked me the following question. Can you speak to how you built conviction in Tesla back when it was $30? In this video, I'm going to share my thoughts on this. I'm coming to you from Glacier National Park. Yesterday, my kids found a ton of huckleberry bushes right by our campsite. They look like blueberries, but are smaller and a bit more tart. My kids were so excited, they probably picked and ate a couple hundred huckleberries each. Today, they're wanting to pick more and make huckleberry pie. Anyways, in this video, I want to talk about conviction, and more specifically, how I built conviction to go in big with Tesla when it was $30. But first, a few thoughts about conviction. Conviction in investing is how deeply you believe in the future of a company or asset. Sometimes that conviction can be based on objective facts, observations, and research. Other times that conviction can be more shallow and based on emotions and wishful thinking. One of the keys to investing is to grow accurate conviction. In other words, conviction that turns out to be true. This is a sort of holy grail of investing. I think a lot of the investment world builds conviction that is too shallow. People read one article or hear a friend talking about a stock, and then they buy the stock. It reminds me of horse betting, people picking a company and then cheering the company on from the stands as if their cheering is really going to make a difference. Anyways, here's some insights on how I built conviction in Tesla when it was $30. Number one, first I did a CEO deep dive. In 2012, I kept hearing about Elon Musk on a message board I frequented called Hacker News. As a result, I decided to investigate. One of the first things I did was watch as many interviews of Elon Musk on YouTube and elsewhere. What I was looking for is what kind of depth and insight did he have? What most people don't realize is that so much of the success and failure of a new company is based upon what is inside the head of the CEO. So it's important to get inside the head of the CEO as much as possible. After watching dozens of interviews of Elon Musk, I was impressed by his thoughtful and clear answers. He wasn't just giving surface-level replies, but he was really trying to get to the essence of things. So I decided to dig deeper. I spent a good few months, probably spending 20 to 30 hours a week, reading every single article and watching every single video of Elon Musk ever published. It became very clear to me, CEOs like this don't come around that often. I knew he was special. All right, number two, I did a deep dive on the product. Tesla had just started making the Model S during the summer of 2012, but the ramp was extremely slow. I was deeply motivated to find out how good a product the Model S was. I found the online forum, TeslaMotorsClub.com, and I spent a good 30 hours a week reading every single owner's experience and thoughts about the Model S. And then I would directly private message these owners, asking for their frank opinion and experience. This went on for a good few months. I became convinced that the Model S was a revolutionary product, and that's when I started to buy Tesla stock. But I felt like I couldn't buy a lot of stock because I myself hadn't driven or experienced a Model S. So I emailed Elon Musk out of the blue. I think I guessed his email, and then back then he would actually read a lot of his emails that were sent to him. I said I was dying to test drive a Model S, but none of the stores had test drive cars. This is probably back in October 2012 or so. Surprisingly, a week or so later, I got a call from a Tesla regional manager, and he said, "I heard you're wanting to test drive a Model S. I'll make it happen." So I went to this private appointment that I set up with the Tesla manager, and I told my wife that if the Model S blew me away, then I thought we needed to put almost all of our money into Tesla. She was more nervous than anything. Anyways, I was blown away by the Model S. I knew that if Tesla could just make the Model S smaller and cheaper, then they would dominate the entire auto market. I returned from that test drive and started to buy Tesla stock in earnest, making purchases several times a week for several weeks until most of my cash was spent. Lastly, number three, I couldn't believe Tesla's market cap was so low. At that time, Tesla's market cap was about $3.5 billion, a far cry from today's $300 or so billion dollar market cap. I thought that was insanely low. First, it wasn't easy to get to where Tesla was. The Model S was a groundbreaking car that I thought was a decade ahead of its competitors. And Tesla had their huge Fremont factory, so even if they went bankrupt, I thought they could probably sell it for a couple billion dollars. Further, if Tesla failed, they could probably sell the company to Apple or Google, who I knew would likely be interested in buying them. So I thought the downside risk was quite low. And the upside I thought was immense because I felt the jump from the Model S to the Model 3 would be all about execution. It was totally doable and Elon would push through to make it happen. In fact, I was scared that the stock would suddenly jump to a market cap of $10 to $15 billion before I finished my buying. Luckily for me, the stock hung around $30 for the remaining of 2012 and into 2013. Now, it's entirely possible that Tesla could have failed and went bankrupt, and my investment could have went to zero. Now, I risked a lot because I eventually put all my liquid assets into Tesla, but I still would have been financially okay if Tesla failed because I had a business and I also had some real estate. But more importantly, I would keep looking for opportunity. All right, I want to hear from you guys. How are you building conviction for your investments? Are there any companies that you're researching that you think might have potential? Share them in the comments. Also, if this video has been helpful, please like it and also subscribe to this channel to keep updated with new videos. And if you're on Twitter, I'm at HeyDave7. We'll see you in my next video. Thanks.